Our scripture today, my title is A Real Well. Think about that, a real well. What's a real well? Let me see if I can find the scripture I want to use. This is the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Very familiar story, I think. I think all of us at one time in our Christian walk knew the story of the Samaritan woman. Now, the scripture is long. It's from chapter 4, verses 5 through 42. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to summarize with it and focus on the words, especially that's attributed to Jesus. But you can kind of follow along there with the scripture that's on the screen. Hear God's word. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village. Now, they were out doing ministry, him and the disciples, and they were walking all around. And then the scripture fills it, it says, eventually they came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. It's known as Jacob's Well. And Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came for a drink of water. Now, at this point in history, with Israel being divided and so forth, the Samaritans were, they were little less than the regular Jewish people, and they were despised. And so Jesus stood there, and this Samaritan woman came to draw some water from Jacob's well. Jesus said to her, red letter, give me a drink. He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone to the village to buy some food. Well, the woman was surprised because Jews refused to have anything to do with the Samaritan. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. She said, you're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? Red letter edition, Jesus said, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who I am, you would ask me and I would give you living water. She said, but sir, you don't even have a rope or a bucket. How are you going to get water from this living well? And besides, are you greater than our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? And how can you offer better water than he and his sons enjoyed? Again, red letter edition, Jesus said, people soon become thirsty again after drinking this water. But the water I give them takes away thirst altogether. It becomes a perpetual spring within them, giving them eternal life. Sir, she said, give me some of that water, and then I'll never be thirsty again. I won't have to come here and haul water. Jesus said to him, red letter, go and get your husband. I don't have a husband, she said. And then red letter edition, he said, yeah, you're right. You don't have a husband, for you have five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. It took her back, and she said, sir, you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place to worship, where we Samaritans claim Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshiped? Jesus replied, believe me, the time is coming when it'll no longer matter where you worship the Father, here or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know so little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all of this about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming and is already here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for anyone who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And the woman said, well, I know the Messiah will come, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything. And then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. And just then his disciples arrived. They came back from going to the village. And they find him talking to this woman. And they don't understand why Jesus is talking to this woman, Samaritan girl. The woman left her water jar beside the well and went back to the village and told everyone, come and meet a man who told me everything I did. Can this be the Messiah? So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus to eat. No, no, he said, I have food you don't know about. Who brought it to him? The disciples asked him. And then Jesus went on to explain, red letter edition again, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Do you think the work of harvesting will not begin until summer ends, 4 months from now? Look around you. Vast fields are ripening all around us and ready now for the harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is for people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one person plants and someone else harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. I sent you others and had already done the work, and you will gather the harvest. Now, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I did. And when they came out to see him, they begged him to stay at their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many of them to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, now we believe because you have heard him ourselves, not just because of what you told us. He indeed is the Savior of the world. May God add his blessings to the summation of the reading and the hearing of that wonderful story about the woman at the well.